to another episode of Drinks and Driveways. It's your boy, Andrew. As always, you can call me Uncle Andy. And today, I got an awesome guest for you guys. This is gonna, it's a little bit different than a normal episode. We got a younger citizen of the United States with us today, Mr. Dougie Fresh. Can you teach
me how to Dougie? Hello.
How's it going, man?
I'm doing spectacular.
Thanks for, now, in full disclosure to him, about 3.5 minutes ago, he asked me, what is this podcast even called? So he has no idea what we do, what our audience is, but Dougie, we call him Dougie Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But now, let's get this straight right off the bat. Do you like being called Doug or Dougie?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Doesn't matter
at all.
So like when I was a kid, everybody called me Andy. My mom called me Andy. My grandma, everybody called me Andy. And then I got to a certain age and I was like, I don't want to be Andy anymore. I want to be Andrew. And so have you experienced that?
Well, I went from, I think if I remember correctly, I went from Dougie to Doug from like in the kindergarten to first grade transition.
Okay.
In first grade, I was really mad because all my folders still said Dougie on them.
Yeah.
I didn't go by that anymore. So it kind of bothered me.
Well, but I've known you for, I don't know, a really long time, and I've always known you as Dougie. So it's really hard for me to, hold on. We missed that. And how old are you? 18?
17.
17. He's not drinking, by the way. Like, we got a full disclosure. Let me set the stage here. It is Thanksgiving, and, you know, it's COVID. It's 2020, and Thanksgiving's a little bit different these days, and we're not slamming rolls and butter at grandma's house tonight. We went over our good friend Peggy and Doug invited us over. They've been in our bubble. You know, you guys got people that you hang out with during COVID, and it's like those are the people you hang out with. We went over here and we did a non-traditional Thanksgiving. Tell me what your thoughts are. Did you like that? Did you miss the
stuffing?
It was
a change.
It was a change.
We kind of already had Thanksgiving. What was it last week?
Yeah, we had a little Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
But tonight we did steak, crab, lobster,
green bean casserole.
Yeah, green. And then we threw a random green bean casserole in there. That was a nice touch that kind of like brought it back home. And I thought it was excellent. I think it was a memorable Thanksgiving. That's, you know, you're not going to have your grandma's stuffing, but, you know, it is what it is.
I'm glad. It was a nice change.
It was a nice change, you know? And we were talking about this at dinner that, you know, with regular Thanksgiving, you stuff your face, you're like eating all this crap. And then at the end of it, you're like, I can't move. Like, I'm so tired. I didn't feel that way. Did
you? It was a more fine dining experience, I'd say.
I mean, it was a Jeff Ruby-esque experience.
Yeah.
Here at the at your parents' house.
Such a ripe age of 17 to even know fine dining.
Yeah. And his mom and his dad are watching. She told me his mom told me to keep it PG. So that's a little different for me.
Ish.
So we'll figure out how to navigate those waters when we get there. So so if you guys hear people in the background, it's, you know, my wife's here, Peggy, Doug are here. You're named after your dad. How do you like that? Do you like that?
No complaints.
No complaints?
I mean,
do you feel like you have a lot to live up to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. I'm not named after my dad, but I could see my middle name's my father's name. So now I feel like I have to just live up to like half of what he did.
Yeah.
Because it was my middle name.
I got the full thing.
Yeah, you got the full thing.
The best part is getting an I after my name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Three.
So do you think, if you can think this far ahead, and I know when I was 17, I never thought this far ahead, but if you have a kid someday, and if it's a boy, are you going to name him Dougie?
Well, in modern days, the name Doug kind of sucks.
Oh.
I mean, so I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
Yeah. It's hard to think that far ahead when you're like in the thick of it, but you'll get there, man. It'll creep up on you faster than you actually think. In the last episode I had with my wife, and we were talking about when we first met, and I think we started dating right about the age that you are right now, and I can tell you it freaking moves fast, man. It goes fast, but hey, enjoy the ride. We're not here to dwell on, you know, enjoy the ride. Yeah. You peaked in high school. So you are, what are you, a junior?
A
junior. So it's November. We're going into Christmas, Thanksgiving break-ish. And then we got the spring of your junior year. And then you're going to be a senior. So
correct.
You are probably in the thick of like thinking about college, right?
I mean, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah? Are you nervous about what college to go to?
Not really nervous. I just know there's a lot I have to get done and think about.
What are you thinking about these days? What is it that you're like, you're stressing out about? I would love to know what a 17-year-old stresses out about.
Well, I don't really get stressed out about very much.
Smart.
But, I mean, it's definitely a lot to think about going, yeah. Like, because it's like now upon me that I have to decide where I want to go to college and stuff.
Right.
I still have a little bit of time, but.
For like the longest time, dude, you're just like, you know, your parents tell you to do X, Y, Z and you just do it. And yeah. As time kind of goes on, you kind of start doing your own thing. You got a driver's license, you get your own job, you hang out and you're not necessarily so dependent anymore on your parents. And then, you know, things start turning around where it's like, now it's on you. Like, what do you want to do? And then you get to college and it's like, okay, well, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? And I think a lot of kids, and I know I probably experienced this myself, you get into college freshman, sophomore year, and you have no freaking clue what you want to do with your life. You got a counselor being like, okay, well, what are you going to major in? And you're like, well, I don't really even know what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. Like, why am I going to think about what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? So there's a lot of challenging things. And have with COVID, like, do you even have to take the ACTs and SATs anymore? Is that a thing?
Well, okay. So for at least the class of 2021 or whatever the grade above me is, as far like, for a lot of colleges, as when they're accepting people of that age, I know that like they're kind of not like if you've taken the ACT, that's good. But if you haven't, I don't think that's like a deal breaker.
Right.
I think they're also giving out a lot more money more easily.
Yeah.
So at least I know my girlfriend Jill.
Shout out to Jill. We'll touch on that soon.
Yeah.
All right.
I know she got like a ton of money to go to Thomas More.
Yeah,
which is great above me.
That's cool. Yeah. That's awesome, man. So you're thinking about that. Are you, because I don't frankly know, are you in school right now or is it are you guys virtual with COVID?
I think we've been virtual for the past like 3 weeks. We were in school for a while and I think we're going back on Monday.
Yeah.
To real school. Yeah.
How is virtual like school? Because it's just so foreign for me. Like, you know, I'm in the age where like I do like Zoom meetings and stuff. So I'm used to being that, but like actually learning.
Yeah.
School, like I can imagine you just being like, you got a TV in the background, you're playing like 2K or Madden or whatever, and then you got like your teachers on there trying to teach you Spanish, and you're like, okay, yeah, no hombre inglés. Like you're like, and then you're just watching, you're playing your video games. So
yeah.
How does that work?
Well, for me at least, I think I manage to stay pretty focused on school, but like as it's like more about, it's way harder to learn at home because I'm just thinking about getting my stuff done so I can not do school anymore so I can just get done earlier.
Right.
And I'm not really learning as much, I'd say. I mean, more recently I've been trying to actually learn.
Yeah.
And I've done a decent job, but it's just way harder having to count on myself to learn stuff instead of like going to school and getting taught it in class.
I think that that's an awesome perspective because I think looking back in my time when I was in high school, like I just kind of like did what I got to do to get a B or whatever it is. And it was just like, I got it and I'm off to the next thing. But the real world doesn't necessarily work like that. Like it's on you and like, you got to know your stuff if you want to be successful and you want somebody to pay you for whatever you can do. So I think that's a good life lesson that you're learning early. Like it's on you. Like everybody's got the same playing field. Like everybody's taking the same classes and there's some people that are just sitting there playing video games and half-assing shit. And then there's other people that are like, hopefully learning, you know, and applying themselves because, as you'll find out when you get into college, you have more free time than you actually have like school time. Like college is a lot of socialization and learning how to balance, you know, if you want to skip your classes and watch SportsCenter all day in your boxers, you can do that. But if you want to kind of man up and go to school, you can do that too. And especially if you decide to go away from college and you're not living in your parents' house, mommy and daddy aren't here to be like, go to school.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm not really feeling it today. Like it's kind of not in the cards for me to go to school. So I don't know. I think that COVID it's challenging. I really hope, you know, in the next couple of months, this vaccine comes through fruition and it solves everything and we get back to normal and by, you know, your prom, you're ready to rock and roll. Junior prom is a big deal, man. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. So you got a girlfriend?
Yes.
You don't have to talk about it if your mom and dad are in the room. Yeah, if the hey, grandma, grandma's on her sixth wild turkey tonight, and she's over there like cussing, and so yeah. So how's dating life? What's she up to tonight? You talk to her?
Yes.
Now, okay, how do you talk to her? Is it text message? Is it Snapchat? Is it TikTok? Facebook?
Snapchat
message? So the message disappears. I like where your head's at, bro. I like where your head's at. I get it. I got it. We're on to the next thing. I am on Snapchat. I don't fully understand it. I mean, I take pictures of my kids and it's funny, but the fact that messages disappear is a lifesaver. So I can see why you're doing that.
You know, it's not even as much about that, because, you know, I turn on 20, like, messages delete after 24 hours, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can. Jesus. But I think, like, the only reason I use Snapchat over texting is because, like, I don't have to ask somebody for their phone number. I can just look them up on Snapchat and add them.
Do you know what? I think that technology has made things so much easier, particularly for guys. Like, oh, you can delete messages after 24 hours. You can text whoever you want. You can DM somebody. You can download apps called Bumble, and girls can pick you. Like, could they make it any easier? Like, I don't know. That's wild for me to think about. If that was available when I was 17, 16, my wife over here giving me like the death stares, I'd still choose you. I don't know if you choose me on Bumble, but
I'm talking to Peggy about the text you sent us earlier.
Even she bumbled across the street.
Yeah. Still want to choose. Right. And I did not realize this. So I didn't realize that I was sitting next to a TikTok celebrity.
Yeah, I'm basically famous.
So no. I love TikTok. I think a lot of people that listen to this podcast in our age group, like the mid-30s, we downloaded TikTok when COVID started because we were bored in our house and we're in the house bored. And we just downloaded that thing and we're like, okay. And now I'm obsessed with it, dude. I look at my screen time and I'm on TikTok like way more than any other app, because it's just 90 second or whatever it is videos. Yeah. And it's just like, I can just keep scrolling. And all of a sudden I've been on TikTok for 3 hours and I'm like, holy crap. Like, yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I don't know where I'm at.
The thing about it is like, I hate TikTok so much. Like every time I go on, I get mad.
Why? What do you get mad
because,
about?
Because, okay, so I'll go on a rant, like I'll scroll through my For You page, just the page, your homepage.
Like your feed.
And I'll be like completely random video. There's nothing to do with like something. And like in the comments, people start arguing over politics.
Yeah.
It's like, why does that matter? Like, just watch the video.
I agree. I'm going to try to pull up one of your TikToks because I thought it was hysterical. So you had one that went viral. Like, what was the one?
I wouldn't say viral.
So our boy, you're a big sports guy, Joey Burrow.
Went down with MCL tear.
It was only a matter of time.
Damage.
It was only a matter of time. That was so sad. That actually happened while I was recording the episode with my wife last week. And I didn't realize the velocity of the situation. Yeah. And then I looked at the replay and I was like, yep, that really freaking sucks. So, let me pull this up. I have one that, this isn't the one that you went viral. So you have one that had, that Joe Burrow one was like 38,000 views or something
like
that. I
think it's like
60,000
for TikTok. That's not that crazy, because a video that takes no effort could go like completely viral. So
so from a 33-year-old looking at TikTok, and I tell my wife this: if you want to be real, like get a big following, all you really got to do is dance to one of the popular songs in like a brawl, and
you
like
just have to get lucky.
You're good
that's
to
all
go.
It is.
You're good to go, and you get this big following, and that's great. But I saw your TikTok. I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you.
So what is it like? You wake up with like all these notifications, like, oh, because I saw it had like 100-something comments. Yeah. And does your phone just blow up like that? Or do you just refresh and just say, oh shit, I have 60,000 views on this?
Yeah. So what happened with that one, at least? That's like the only one that's actually done pretty well. I've had other ones I've gotten like 1,000, but that's for TikTok, that's not that crazy. So like I posted it, I think it was like during the Bengals game after Joe Burrow went down.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really concerned about what happened the rest of the game because I knew Ryan Finley wasn't going to lead us to victory.
Right.
But, yeah, I made it. And I wasn't even going to post it because I didn't really put that much effort into it. And I just thought it was funny just for me to have. But then I just decided to post it because, like, why not?
Now, what goes through, because a lot of our listeners here, I think they probably have TikTok, but they're like, and like me, I like looking at TikTok, but I'm not creative enough, which is ironic because my profession is being creative and using like what I do to like make creative things. I can't like come up with all these videos and stuff. How do you learn to do that? Like, how long does it take you to do a regular TikTok?
Well, most of mine are just stupid and don't make any sense and are like just kind of funny. there's not really a lot of thought that goes into it. I'll just like, it'll just be really dumb and I'll just make it. And it's like, honestly, TikTok's kind of hard to make videos in until you get used to it. But
which I like that part about that. It rewards creativity.
Yeah.
Like you got Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
So on Instagram, if you're hot and you take a bikini picture, you're going to get a bunch of likes because like that is the nature of the game. But
TikTok is too.
Well, yes.
Andrew told me to wear sweatpants.
And you take a sweatshirt and you cut it in half, like right underneath your boobs, and you just dance, and you're gonna get a bunch of views. But also there is people that on TikTok that get super famous for just being like really witty and funny, and
there are different sides to TikTok.
Yeah,
like there's like the main side where it's just like it's really easy to become famous, but then there's like the other sides that actually reward creativity, and usually it's more. I would assume I'm not TikTok famous, but if I had to guess, it's probably more rewarding.
Right.
To do it that way.
So what? Let's share our artists. What are you on TikTok? What's your handle?
Well, I just changed it. Right now,
Breaking news. Just changed his TikTok.
Yeah,
handle.
It's past tense of dig with an underscore.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
It's revolutionary.
Past tense of dig.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
What's the past tense of dig?
Oh my god,
dude, you're witty beyond your years.
I didn't come up with that.
Oh no, somebody else.
No, I've heard it before. It wasn't from there. I've heard it before, but I didn't come up with it.
That's hilarious. Now I'm getting it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's incredible. So, all right. Well, I love TikTok. I hope that, you know, I hope you get some followers.
Thank you.
From this. You're probably going to get a bunch of 30, 40-year-olds.
Okay, that's fine.
That really don't know anything, but hey,
I don't know if they'll really understand the videos
they won't
I
get
make,
it.
But no, I don't.
What
really
was the?
So
I was trying to pull it up on my phone, and I'll probably drop this in on when I post edit it. What's the TikTok where you were like asking for investors?
Oh, okay. Well,
did you make those words up?
Yes. All right. Let me see it.
Yeah. Will you play it so we can like understand? Because I couldn't find it on my phone, but I thought it was hilarious.
Here's the backstory. So on TikTok, there are these like guys who they're like They say they're multimillionaire investors.
Yeah.
But in reality, I don't think it's from that, but they go on TikTok and say, oh, follow your dreams. You can make all the money you want. And they just tell you, all right, just invest in stocks and you'll be rich.
Right.
And they'll be like, try to be super motivating when in reality it doesn't work. And it's kind of stupid. But yeah. Of course, a lot of 15-year-old boys who don't have any money follow it. And they're like, okay, I'm going to.
Are you in the stocking? Are you on like a Robinhood account kind of thing?
I want to, but I also don't really want to.
My brother-in-law, I was talking to him.
A lot of money.
I was talking to my brother-in-law, and he's like 20. How old is your brother-in-law or your brother? 21.
I have a couple of them.
Will, how old is he? 21. So obviously you probably know Barstool and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So he follows Barstool, and he got into like sports gambling. And he's telling me, he's like, dude, everybody's a big Hawaii fan because you bet all your money all day. You lose all your money. Hawaii's playing in whatever time zone Hawaii is. That's the last game to like make all your money back. Mm. So everybody roots for Hawaii, whoever they're playing.
Yeah.
And so he's like super into like sports gambling. And I'm like, probably not a great hobby to get into when you're 21. But hey, who am I to judge?
Learning any form of money income off of a social media app is not good.
Right, right.
And well, like, I'll play the TikTok.
Yeah, play it.
So basically, all they do is they just try to be super motivational and play inspirational music.
I loved it, dude. I thought it was hysterical.
All right, let me play it.
You have everything you need to get rich up here. The human brain is a complex computer that's capable of getting you wherever you want to go in life. 4 years ago, I was sitting in my parents' basement when I decided I was tired of the 9-to-5 life. Then it hit me. I was going to become my own boss. Real estate, stocks, investments, you name it. I've done it. Now, I want you to live the American dream just like I've gotten to, as you can probably tell. So if you just give me 5 minutes of your time, I can give you everything you need to know to give yourself the lifestyle you've always wanted. The single biggest thing that's helped me get the money I've gotten, you might be wondering, fraud.
Fraud.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it.
I was kind of mad that one didn't blow up.
I know. I thought, I honestly, I saw that one and I saw your Joe Burrow one and I thought that one was more creative and funny.
That was the most creative one, but yeah. You know, what can you do?
What can you do, man? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, TikTok is, I think TikTok is probably the first social media platform, and I make all my money on social media, like being like hip to what the new trends are. This is the first one that I'm like, I don't understand it.
Okay, so
I don't fully understand it. Back in the day, my grandma or my dad or whoever, they'd be like, I don't understand Facebook. That's like, yeah. That's like their parents saying like, cable TV is going to ruin you. Like, that's the devil. Like that, So this is the first time where I'm like, maybe I'm too old to understand what this means.
It's like for social media apps and getting famous, from what I've witnessed in my years,
in your years.
It's like taking less and less skill to get like famous and get a lot of followers. At first, there's an app called Vine. I don't know if you know it.
Oh, I know about Vine. Yeah, Vine was hot for about 2 minutes.
Yeah. And then it got banned. I forget why.
Vine was another like, it was kind of like TikTok where it was like creative. But you had to be creative.
You had to be creative. And it was all about like witty, actually funny people.
Right.
And then it was YouTube. Well, it's still YouTube and it always kind of has been. But
yeah.
Then it was YouTube was the main thing. That's where all the Viners went.
The Viners.
Yeah, that's what they're calling.
How many people your age want to be YouTube, YouTube personalities?
I think now it's mainly TikTok. It was YouTube for a while.
Yeah.
Because it was all like, at least all like the 12, 13-year-old boys wanted to be gaming YouTubers and just play video games. I was one of them. I think everybody was.
Nice. What was your game? Are you like a Call of Duty guy or are you a Madden guy?
I've dabbled.
Fortnite.
I played a lot of Minecraft.
Minecraft.
A lot of Minecraft sports games.
I get you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so interesting. So like when we were little, it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's always like firefighter, policeman, post office worker. Yeah. Nobody ever says that, but that's actually like a pretty legit job. Like you just walk around and you deliver the mail and it's mindless and that's great and you get paid pretty well. But now it's like my kids are probably, whenever that question gets asked, they're probably like, oh, I just want to be a YouTube personality. I want to have my own YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. I think now that we're, you know, Thanksgiving has come and gone, or I guess it's not completely gone yet. Now we're thinking about Christmas and I'll ask my oldest what he wants for Christmas. And he's going to say, I want a YouTube channel. That's probably what he's going to tell me he wants a YouTube channel.
So I think the main appeal behind that is because like every kid likes playing video games or whatever and just like, you know, doing kid things.
Right.
And YouTubers can like, at least they give off the image that they're like super wealthy and famous.
Right.
Just from doing stupid things. And it's like, I think it's kind of the idea of getting rich easily.
Do you know anybody that's actually made money off of either TikTok or YouTube?
No.
No.
Well, because the way TikTok's really shady.
Yeah.
And like the way they do it is because there's this thing called the Creator Fund, where if you're famous enough, you can sign up for that and they'll like pay you.
Really?
But after you do that, basically TikTok does this thing where you get like no views on all your videos after you sign up.
Is that called shadow banned or something?
Shadow banning, yeah. Yeah. So
I'm hip to the lingo.
So basically, they don't have to pay you as much.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is eye-opening to me for sure. TikTok is, like I said, I think a lot of people my age in their 30s and 40s got TikTok because of COVID, because of sheer boredom. And now we're all just kind of like on it, like trying to figure it out. But
there's nothing to figure out. It's just, it's pretty bad.
Just interesting to watch.
I kind of wish I got banned.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So let's pivot. We're going to pivot right now. So we've gone TikTok. That's great. You are a big, what's your sport of choice?
As far as playing, it's baseball and watching, I guess.
Yeah. Watching is baseball?
Yeah.
So when I grew up, my favorite sport, I was probably similar to you. I played select baseball. I loved playing baseball, but to watch baseball was like torture. And I've talked about this on previous podcasts. Like baseball to me is like, it's not fast enough. There's just too many games. I can't follow. I appreciate the people that can. Like, you got to bring in this guy because his percentage versus left-hander hitters. Like, I get how that's really cool if you're into
intricacies that I like a lot.
Yeah.
It's like how the smallest details can have like huge effects.
Right.
Whereas in football, I love watching football, but it's kind of just you're hitting people and throwing the ball.
Right.
Like, obviously, there's a lot of thought that goes behind it with the plays you're running and stuff, but it's just different.
And like fantasy football,
that's the reason why I watch football.
And I think that's the reason why like 99% of the people really love, like I love college football is my favorite sport, hands down. I just love everything about it. Like professional football is saved because of fantasy football. That yeah, just makes everything
professional
is
way
it.
Less interesting to watch unless you have fantasy players right. on the teams.
Exactly. So you're a big baseball player. So mm-hmm. you're gearing up for spring. What's your regimen? What's your position that you play? Like, what's your shtick?
Right now, I'm kind of transitioning into a pitcher only.
Pitcher only. Okay. Yeah,
I'm still playing the infield a little bit.
In the infield, where would you like to play? Like, what's your favorite position in the infield?
I've kind of recently, in the past couple of years, I played shortstop.
Shortstop. Okay. I was a big, so all my life I've played infield. I played third base for the longest time. Mm-hmm. I kind of transitioned over to shortstop because I really liked playing or doing double plays. I thought that was really cool. Like,
it is.
Back in the day, I wanted to be like Barry Larkin, like catch the ball, throw it. Like, that was. there's the background. Yeah, like doing double plays was just awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after college and stuff, I didn't play as much. Literally, my arm didn't work anymore. Like, I couldn't make the throw from third to first. I went to shortstop. I could do that for about, I don't know, a year. And then I was like, I can't make the throw from short to first. Then I went to second base. And then I was like, no, I'm just gonna post up here on first base and just catch the ball. So I'm still involved mm-hmm. every play, but, like, I don't have to throw it.
Yeah.
So, but there was, I was a big baseball guy growing up. Like, I played every position. I would play, like, left field. I would play infield. I loved playing catcher for some reason.
Wanted to play catcher, but I've just never really gotten the proper opportunity. I'm just not that good at it. So
this is a great topic for a lot of people that are probably our listeners, our people. They have kids, and the topic of select baseball is a touchy subject for me. So when I was a young kid in my younger years, select baseball was like a thing, but not really like a widely known thing.
Yeah.
My parents were not the biggest social butterflies in the world. Like, I went to sports. I played on the teams of the schools I went to. I went home and that was it. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't really realize what select baseball was until I got into like seventh, eighth grade. And then I got to high school and realize the politics, at least in the high school that I went to, on, these people played select baseball on this team, they're going to make the high school team. Mm-hmm. Even though I think I'm probably better than a lot of them, I didn't play with these guys when I was in fifth grade on. Mm-hmm. And I realized my freshman year, I was the last person cut for freshman baseball. And I know for a fact, and I'm not going to toot my own horn here, but I was better than at least five of the people that made the team. But I didn't play with them on all their select teams going, like, you know, for the last 6 years. So I realized the validity of select baseball, but I was never, like, so into it. My brother came along a little bit after me, and he started getting into select baseball because I think my parents realized when I was in high school that I needed to be in. If you're good at baseball, you should probably be playing select baseball. Yeah. And you're into select baseball, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Do you like it?
Yeah.
How many games do you play a year?
Kind of depends.
Because you play on a bunch of different teams, right?
Not really. I play for high school, then my summer ball team. I'm on a new team this year, so I'm not really sure how many games we're going to play, but typically, it's you play a tournament every weekend, which is anywhere from like 3 to 5, 6 games.
Yeah,
every weekend.
And you still love baseball, then, huh?
Yeah, I do.
So I realized that I loved baseball, but then I actually rewind. I got cut I was the last person cut my freshman year. I made the team the sophomore year, and that was like the most baseball I ever played in my life.
Yeah,
and I remember like hitting, and I would hit so much that my hands would be raw. And I'm like,
high school's a grind for sure.
It was a way different transition. Then I was also playing select baseball at that point in time, and I was like, this is a lot of baseball that I'm not used to. Like, when you're in grade school, you're playing like what, 14 games maybe?
Yeah, one game a week, two games a week.
Yeah, and it's just a whole different ball game when you get into like that select baseball. And I have, which you don't know, my co-host Terry, he's usually on this. He played minor league baseball. He was really into baseball. He came from Florida, and he didn't realize in Cincinnati the like dynamics of select baseball. He's like, he has a kid that's probably pretty good for his age. He's probably fourth grade. I don't know. Yeah. He's like, my kid's not going to play select baseball. I'm like, he ain't going to make the high school teams unless he's either like the next Derek Jeter or you know somebody.
Here's the thing. So for me, I didn't really start playing. I didn't play select baseball at all. I played in a rec league until I was in like sixth grade, I think.
Yeah.
And then I still was playing kind of lower level select baseball. It was kind of, I was playing on a team that was like the select version of the organization I was already playing for.
Right.
So, I mean, it was good. I mean, I liked it. And I think that's big because I didn't get burnout on it.
Right.
So I wasn't forced to play 50 game seasons at the age of 9.
Right. That's so a big factor.
That I kind of didn't really start playing higher level select baseball till my freshman year.
So this is a good point that I think a lot of our listeners would actually care about. So there's people that probably listen to our podcast that either have kids that they think are pretty good, or they're trying to get them into select baseball too soon. Do you think if you started playing select baseball when you were in like third grade, would you still love baseball as much as you do now? If you were playing at that point in time, 30, 40 games?
Yeah, probably not. I didn't even start playing baseball at all until I was in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
So I kind of started pretty late compared to like a lot of other kids. But and I know from experience, from like being brought up through baseball and playing from a younger age, they're like a lot of the kids that are like peak in like sixth, seventh grade.
Right.
And then eventually they don't even play baseball by the time they're in high school because they're so burnt out on
it. When their whole summers and every weekend and every free time is a baseball tournament.
Yeah.
I could totally see.
Especially when you don't like it. Playing a lot of games is great when you're doing it because you want to.
And you're playing with your boys and your friends.
Exactly.
And like, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a point in time, the older you get, where it's less fun and more like, we got to win this weekend because it's almost like a business. Like if your select baseball team is putting in the league fees to play in this tournament, they expect for you to win. And it's, you know, that's what I realized when I was playing baseball in high school. It was like, it wasn't as fun anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't be like, it's not like going out there and playing pickle or whatever, like just having fun with your friends. It was just like, we got to win this freaking game because you know, the pressure's on. And so that's why I it was interesting because you've probably played a little bit higher level now, like longevity than I have baseball wise. And I am interested on your perspective because I think there's a lot of people that listen to our podcast that have kids that they try to push them into select sports so early. Yeah. Did you play any other sports besides baseball?
Yeah, I started basketball a little bit before I played baseball, and I played until I played on my school team in eighth grade and freshman year. Those were like the first ones I've ever played like kind of high level.
Yeah.
And then I just wasn't really into it anymore because I didn't really like playing basketball like at high level.
But did you like the variety when you were a little kid?
Yeah, I like playing. Okay, so here's the way I see it is once you get older, like being in like competitive tournaments and like playing competitive games, that's fun when you get older. But I feel like when you're younger, it's no fun like when you have to win. It's more fun when you just get to go out there and play.
Right. Right.
I don't have like a ton of pressure on you.
I mean, I'm dealing with like 5-year-olds right now that they don't even know like what first base is.
When they don't
but
even
it's
know.
It's fun.
When they like, I feel like even in third grade, you still don't really know all like the aspects of the game. So like, why would you be playing it at such a high level?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't understand.
So now do you think going forward now that you're, I mean, junior year is usually your big year where you're like, okay, I'm trying to impress colleges.
Yeah.
Are you thinking that you want to go do baseball in college?
That's definitely the goal.
That's the goal.
I've been working a lot harder at it this year than I have in the past.
Yeah. So what's your regimen? What's your workout? Are you just doing biceps curls for the girls? Or?
No. So, before, so recently because of COVID, we haven't been able to lift for high school.
Yeah.
But we have the past couple weeks because it finally started again. And I've been doing that 3 days a week.
Nice.
And then, but before then when we couldn't, and it was kind of like after the season, the summer season ended and before I could do anything with high school, I was doing a long toss routine where I guess I'll walk you through what I did every week. Sunday, kind of like a lighter day. Monday, I start to ramp up and do like kind of like a medium intensity day where I'm throwing like kind of hard. And then Tuesday I would throw like basically as hard as I can, try to like max out on my distance and stuff.
Okay.
Then Wednesday I would kind of take it light and I'd do like, I guess what I call an active recovery day, whereas I'd still do stuff, but stuff that would help me prepare for Thursday, which is
Do you learn this stuff or do you just make this stuff up?
No,
does somebody like,
I definitely learned it, but it was all on my own.
People like seniors or somebody saying like, this is what you should do?
So on YouTube, I'm sure you know Trevor Bauer for the Reds. He has his YouTube channel.
He's telling you how to do it.
Yeah, so
he's a good role model. He's a good role model.
Definitely in all his videos. That's kind of where I learned a lot of this stuff. So anyway, on Thursday, I would kind of, then that would go into Thursday where I'd go to my pitching coach and throw a bullpen.
That's awesome, man. So yeah. I love that I pitched when I was, I played infield, but I also pitched because at least back in the day when I was there, like if you could pitch, you were much more valuable than if you could just, unless I could hit bombs every single time.
The way
like,
I see it, if they can't hit the ball, there's no need for good fielders.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So like pitching is a big factor in everything. And I actually love the fact that like everybody in the game is focused on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're pitching, if you want to just sit there for a minute and like take a 13-second break, everybody's looking
at you.
Because
the game goes at your speed, unlike other sports where it's like time-based.
Right.
There's a running clock.
Right. Everybody, like quarterbacks, the ball gets hiked and you got to do your own thing. Yeah. A pitcher controls everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to freaking fire through people and like 1, 2, 3, you're out kind of thing, you can do that. Or if you want to just sit there and make that game and those parents in the stands with the coolers because you know who you are.
Because there's no rules that stop you.
Right. And this is great because your parents are here. Have you guys ever snuck any alcohol to the games?
I've never snuck it in. I definitely buy it, but I love that he's a pitcher.
Because everybody's watching him?
No, but it...
Do you get nervous?
Oh, my gosh. I'm on...
She's more nervous than I am.
I'm more nervous than the entire time.
Do you ever... So, I remember, like... Do you ever get into, like, shit with the batters? Like, people crowd the plate, you throw it in, they get pissed, and then, like...
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I mean, I used to throw it at people all the time.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is my game and you're in it, like kind of thing. Like, I throw it right at them and just be like, back the fuck up.
That's like kind of the only time where I'm ever like aggressive at all, like anything. Like I'm not aggressive at all, like outside of when I'm on the pitcher's mound. But when I am, it's, I don't know, it's just different.
Right. So you're playing for the Oak Hills Highlanders this year.
I am.
How's the team looking? You going
to
be good?
Yes, I think so. I think we have a chance to make it pretty far.
I hope the season goes on. I know I've been wanting to go to a game. It's just I got three little kids. I got to figure out the logistically how to make that happen. But so you're thinking about trying out or at least showing what you can do in college to get on. And don't you play for what's the select team? Midland?
Midland, yes.
Yeah. That's exciting. Yes. So you're playing with like people that are all kind of like on your level. Like
yeah, that's kind of the step up I made because before like my team was still good, but like not everybody was like kind of.
Some people cared more than they did.
Not everybody was 100% committed to like playing baseball at the next level. Whereas like, I don't know, my Midland coach says that it's a college prep program. So.
Right. So there was, I'll drop some knowledge on a young fellow next to me.
Okay.
So my dad always would tell me, this was like one of his biggest pieces of advice. He'd be like, it doesn't matter what you do, whatever you decide to do, be the best at it. And I take that to the heart. Like, it doesn't matter if I am just like, the best grass cutter in the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be the best person to cut grass. Like, it doesn't matter what activity you choose, but, and it seems like you put your heart and soul into like, okay, I'm going to be a pitcher and I want to be the best pitcher I can be.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a very good mentality. And I think that your parents probably did a pretty good job in instilling that into you, right?
Yep.
Right? As they're sitting here listening, they're like, yep. Uncle Andy. Yeah. So I, like I said, in the very beginning of the show, I have known Doug Dougie Fresh. I called him Dougie when I knew him. Now he's Douglas the second, third, the Douglas the third. Yeah. I think I met you probably when you were like 7 or 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been awesome to see you grow. I remember like in your old house, you'd be sitting there playing, you'd be tossing baseball in your like little cul-de-sac and it's interesting to see like how you are from there to like now you got a medium sized day of throwing and then you like got a recovery day. And I'm like, I remember when you're like, I'm just tossing baseball with my brother in the cul-de-sac.
Exactly.
And it's cool to see that journey from where you were now to where you go. And I hope you have a season. I hope it's awesome. And where do you thinking you want to play college baseball?
Yes.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah,
chicks dig college athletes, bro. They dig it. And your parents are going to love the price tag on a college athlete because normally that's free. So that's great. Yeah. But if you just had to think about college, what would be your number one school right now?
Well, it depends if I'm being realistic or not.
So non-realistic, you're going to want to go to like
UC, probably.
That's non-realistic?
play ball?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know because it depends where I am like 4 months from now as right. far as like how good I am.
And how so hard I'm what's realistic then?
As like at this moment right now, if like probably, I don't really know.
So now
potentially like D2.
D2. So now if you had a like a, obviously you're probably really smart academically. You care about your schooling. If you got a scholarship to go to UC just on academics, but then you got a baseball scholarship to go to some like D3 school, where would you pick?
In my
if it's the same amount of money,
same amount of money UC.
So you'd give up baseball?
Yeah.
Really?
It's
a difficult situation, yeah. And I think I don't think our audience base, like we have a lot of like kids under the age of 10, so like they'll eventually get to this point,
yeah.
Which I think this is so great to have this kind of podcast where we got a guy that's almost an adult but not necessarily there yet, and he's got these conversations, but I think that's interesting to hear. So you're telling me that if you got the same amount of money scholarship to go play at like Little Sisters of the Poor baseball, or you could go to UC on academic, you'd rather go to UC.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I would definitely love to go play baseball anywhere. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But if I'm just looking at my future more and I want to go into engineering, and UC has great engineering.
They do. So absolutely.
I definitely would take that.
But then there's always rec leagues.
Exactly.
You look like a guy that could probably fit into a fraternity. So I think that might work for you.
Yeah.
Potentially. Your mom was in a sorority. She gets it. No. My wife doesn't get it, but it's...
My husband doesn't get it.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably dominate in some like fraternity, sorority, like rec leagues for
softball
sure.
Softball league.
Yeah, softball. Yeah. Now, this is an interesting story. So I graduated from... Or I think I might have still been in college. In one summer... We were playing like a beer league, softball league, and that I was also playing baseball at the same time. Mm-hmm. I've never batted worse in my whole life. Have you ever tried to hit a softball?
It's way different.
Way different. And yeah. When you're doing the same, both of those leagues in the same summer,
it's like baseball and golf.
You're batting like 40% the whole time. Like, or I don't even know what that, like you're batting like, 120%. Right. So it's really hard to do both at the same time. Yeah. I don't recommend it, but softball is that's like, oh, when you eventually, hopefully it all works out for you baseball wise. But if you end up saying like, okay, I'm throwing in the towel in baseball, softball is a great thing that you can do forever. Like,
yeah.
Until you get old enough to where you can't run down first base, but you got plenty of years ahead of you. So that's awesome. But, that's interesting to hear. I think your parents are probably shocked to hear that you would rather go to UC than play baseball. If the opportunity was there.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to UC for free, then yeah.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. Either way is definitely good.
Yeah.
Because I still get to play baseball if I go D3 or whatever. But
yeah, there's always like rec leagues and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, good luck with
it. I mean, I'm pretty realistic. I don't think I'm going to MLB. So, I mean.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
Your mom's your biggest cheerleader. You'll remember that for the rest of your life. My mom would freaking yell at people at games, be like, here's a funny story for the podcast. So I would, I'd play like baseball, football, soccer, whatever it was. My grandpa would always come to games and he would sit with my mom and dad. And sometimes I would play. I had a little brother that was 5 years younger than me. Sometimes he would be playing and I'd be sitting in the stands with him. And I remember vividly, we would be at like a soccer game or even a baseball game, and they'd put in a pitcher, and this wasn't like, I mean, we were in like fourth, fifth grade, and this wasn't competitive. This pitcher would suck, like be walking everybody or like giving up all these hits. My grandpa, God bless his soul, he was probably 80 years old at the time. He'd be like, this guy's freaking terrible. Why is this kid in the freaking game? And like, my parents are all embarrassed because those, like, they know who the parents are. Yeah. And like, my grandpa is old and doesn't give a shit, and he's just like, this guy's freaking terrible, why is he even in the game? And my parents are like embarrassed, and I'm sitting in the stands like, what is going on? So it's like
at the younger age, I feel like parents take it more seriously than the actual players do.
Right. Oh, that happens.
It's just not that, it's not that serious.
Yeah, man. So we're hoping that COVID works out for you. You guys kind of have a normal spring. I think COVID might be figured out by the summertime. Yes. And then your senior year, you're going to live it up. So as we like round third base here and finish this podcast, you're thinking like your senior year, man. What is it that you want to do in your senior year that you haven't done already?
I don't know.
Are you nervous about going to college?
No, not really.
Really? I think a lot of people would answer that differently.
As of right now, no. I mean,
once it gets closer, you might change.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I mean, maybe a little bit, just like adjusting to college, but like not the actual school part, no.
Right.
But maybe just adjusting to like that having to make new friends and stuff. That might be the scary part. But
so, and I think that's different for in our circumstance. Like you go to Oak Hills, and Oak Hills is a ginormous school. Yeah. Like, how many people are in your class?
My class, I think I have one of the smaller ones, and we have like upper 600,
600 people. Yeah. So when I went to Elder, I think our graduating class was like 120. So it was like so like close knit, and like all the like the Mercy and Seton, like all those girls were, those classes were like under 200 people. So it was like everybody knew everybody.
Yeah.
You have 600 people. So you're kind of already in like almost like a college setting. So it might be a little bit easier for you, but yeah, man, I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank
and
you.
You know, were you nervous about joining the podcast today? Did you tell all your friends? Are we going to get a bunch of new like under 20 year old listeners?
I could shout it out on my TikTok.
Oh shit. I'm going to get TikTok famous. Yeah, man. I've known you since you were, I don't know. How old have I known him? Since he was 8?
At least 10 years.
At least 10 years. So that would put him at 7 years old. So I've known you for the last 10 years, man. And I wish you the best of luck and hopefully, you know, stay motivated, stay driven. Have you ever heard of Steve Jobs? Do you know Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
So he's got this quote. He says, stay hungry, stay foolish.
For my English class this year, we had to read that. We had to like listen to that speech and like do something.
Dude, that motivates me to run through a freaking wall.
Yeah.
When he's just like, stay hungry, stay foolish. And I think that applies to like a lot of different facets of life. Like if you like baseball, nobody in the world is telling you that you can't be a baseball player. Yeah. It's all on you. Like you can go down to your basement and throw the ball 1,000 times at the wall.
That's
and
what I
like,
do.
There's people out there that won't do that. And like, I think at the end of the day, that separates people from being like, I play baseball and I'm okay, to like people that are trying to get scholarships and
right.
Well, now as we finalize this, what would you recommend this Thanksgiving in this podcast episode? Like, are you happy that you came on?
Yeah.
Are you happy with Thanksgiving that's non-traditional?
Yeah. I mean, there's not really much you can do about it. So,
right. Now this is a great question to end this on, because your parents are in the room. Would you have rather spent the last 24 hours with your friends, or are you glad that you spent the time with your parents?
I'm glad I spent the time with my family.
That's what I'm talking about. And as you get older, that what you just said will become more and more like reality. But thanks so much, Dougie Fresh. Thanks for joining us. As always, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Drinks and Driveways. We upload our episodes every single week to our website, drinksanddriveways.com. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Dougie Fresh, it's been a pleasure. We wish you the best of luck. Hey, and if you're on TikTok, give them a follow, all right?
Okay.
All right. See you guys.